Now, to the war in Ukraine. Unimaginable is how the president there, Volodymyr Zelensky, described a Russian missile strike that killed at least a dozen people on a busy shopping mall in the city of Kremenchuk. It's understood there were more than 1,000 civilians inside. Brooke Spector is the associate editor at the Daily Maverick and keeps an eye on international affairs. Good morning, as always, Brooks. Is it your sense that there is a bit of Ukraine fatigue, if I may call it that? As the atrocities continue, the world's attention doesn't seem to be as focused as before. This is a grim reminder that it should be.
No, good morning, Bongani. To some degree, I think you're right. There's a focus. There's a lack of tamping down of focus on the part of people because there's so many other things to focus on in the world. I guess is fortunate for the Ukrainians is that there has not yet been a lessening of focus on the part of those nations that are supporting it, either through providing economic assistance or military material, or engaging in further sanctions and other economic measures against Russia. That seems to, if anything, to continue to ramp up with new deliveries of increasingly high-tech and more advanced weapons and further sanctions. And the most recent news, the inability of the Russians to service an international loan because they can't pay the premiums in rubles because no bank will accept them. But to go back to your lead-in, a couple of missiles smacking into a busy shopping mall, just sort of visualize yourself in Cresta or Canton City or Hyde Park, and suddenly the walls disappear and the ceiling comes down on you and the stores are in flame and people are running in every direction. The bottom line for all that, of course, is there's no conceivable way that was a military target. It's unlikely that there are stores of tanks and howitzers in your local shopping mall. What it is geared to be doing is presumably providing an increase in terror against terror on the part of Ukrainians against continuing the war, or at another way of looking at it, just perhaps the Russians have simply run out of precision-guided missiles, and so they're firing off other weapons that may or may not be accurately aimed at military targets. Either way, the net result is continuing devastation in cities and towns across the country.
There is a worry, of course, about whether or not this could still escalate even as it drags on. As always, we appreciate your time. The associate editor there at the Daily Maverick, Brooks Spector.